Isaiah chapter 58. Shout out loud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, and to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness, and has not rejected the ordinance of their God. They ask me for righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, they complain, but you did not see it? Why have we humbled ourselves, but you take no knowledge of it? In the day of your fast, you pursue your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Your fasting leads to quarreling and arguments and to wicked fist fights. The fasting you do this day will not result in your voice being heard on high. Is this really the fast that I have chosen? Is it a day just for a person to humble themselves? Is it merely to bow down one's head like a reed, or to lie on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to tear off the ropes of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to provide shelter for the homeless? Is it not when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own relatives? Then will your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly spring up. Your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will guard your back. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. If you remove from the midst of you the yoke of oppression, the pointing fingers and speaking wickedly, and if you give yourself to help the hungry and to satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in darkness, and your darkness will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire even in parched places and make your bones strong. You will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters never fail. They who will be from you will rebuild the old ruins. You will raise up the foundations of many generations. You will be called the repairer of the broken walls, the restorer of the streets to live in. If you keep your foot from violating the Sabbath and doing your pleasure on my holy day, but call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable. And if you honor it, not going your own ways, or pursuing your own pleasure, or speaking your own idle words, then you will delight yourself in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah chapter 58.